be his friends. You should be a special friend. My name is Sasha Yichiu. And the source of Shmuel Binyamin Tibur Shmuel Binyamin Tishim Racha Leil Bracha Pesach Muhammad Say Yadav. We're learning the Sigi of Kibush Muhammad Ba'avodim based on the Torah Bagon Rabbi Abba Berman Zetzal. The Gemara in Gittin and Daflamet Zayin Amud Beis says that Shaboy Gufay Mikonile is a Shaboy, is a captive, a captor. Is he Kone, the person he takes into captivity in Eved? The Gemara says yes, in Kone Le the Maisi Yadav. He's Kone for his Maisi Yadayim. So the Keren Oira in Yevamus and Daf Mevov Amud Aleph brings from the Rashba that a Goy has a kinyan in the Guf of another Goy when he's Kone Ayde Kibush Mochama. And therefore he needs to get Shechor. Ask the Keren Oira from Arasugia that you see that Ayde Kibush Mochama, he's only Kone him Le Maisi Yadayim and not kinyan Gufo. The Meiri in Yevamos and Daf Memvov Amud Aleph in Dibur Masel Kfar Biarnu says that when a Jew buys from the Goy, the Jew gets him a Kinyan Haguf, because the Goy, Min Hadin, was Kone Kinyan Haguf, just his Kinyan isn't strong enough, and therefore when the Jew buys him, the Jew gets him for the Kinyan Haguf, he's Kone Min Hadin. So we have to understand what this Meiri means. It's a very difficult words. What does it mean? That the Goy min hadin is kind of kinyan aguf, but its kinyan isn't strong enough, so he's not calling him kinyan aguf when he sells him to the Jew. So then the Jew is kind of kinyan aguf. What does that mean? And not only that, but we see in Yevamos that you can only sell what you have got. You can only sell what you have. Yevamos 46a. You can only sell what you have, and if you only have him for Maisi, if you only have him for Maisi Adayim, how do you sell him kinyan aguf? So how does the Goy only has the other Goy as a kinyan, but Maisi Adayim, this Eved as a kinyan, the Maisi Adayim, how's he makin him to the Jew, kinyan haguf? How does the Jew get a stronger kinyan than what he's than the person he's buying from? So that's difficulty. The Gemara in Yevamos and of Mem Hamad Aleph tells us as follows: the bottom. Amar Chaim Braguim Arav Halokech Eved Kinayni Mena Oved Kuchavim B'Kadem B'Tov L'Shem Cheger Ben Choirin Kona Atzmoi Ben Choirin. If a person buys, if Pi acquires an Evet Kenaini from a Goy, and he has to be Matbilim L'Shem Avdus, and then this Evet was Toivel L'Shem Ben Chorim L'Shem Geirus, so he's calling himself as a Ben Chorim. What's the reason for that? So the Gemara says, because the Goy himself is only Konehim, isn't Kone Gufa Evet, he's just Meshubba to work by him. And therefore, Maide Kone Le'ed Makle, so he's only selling to the Jew what he himself owns, which is Maisi Adayim. And once he's kindness, says the Gemara, the Shem Ben Chayrin, Afke L'Shiabude, he's Mafkia the Shibud, and now he takes away the Shibud goes away, and now he's Jewish. Kidrova, Doma Rova, Hefke Shomis Shechor, Mafkin Lide Mide Shibud. That when a person has a lien, there are three things that can remove the lien, and those are Hekdesh, if someone makes a shor on a podiki that he's going to give the payoff a debt with this shor, and then he's makdish it, the loiv is makdish it as a carbon, that's it, it's mafkia the shibud. Chometz, im lova migoy v'shibed lo chometz ba podiki, umunach ha chometz b'rishus Yisrael, so that's it, that's no longer... that's mafkia from the shibud. He has to now burn the chametz because it was in his possession. The shichur, if he makes his eved in apotiki that he's going to pay it off apote kai, that on this it's standing, and here from here he's going to pay, and then afterwards he was meshachwer his eved. In these three cases, the shibud is goes away, and therefore here when the eved goes into the mikvah as it for a ben chayrin, that's it. That's mafkia the shibud. And then we're skipping in the Gemara, and the Gemara says, "Amar Rav Avya, Lashanu El Lakech Menorik Chov, Menorik Chov Gufei." That's only when you buy it from the guy. But if the guy himself, in other words, when a guy sells himself to a Jew, Kani, then he's Kani Lamaisi Yadayim. When he only when he's Kani Gufa. When he Kani Lamaisi Yadayim, when you buy it from a guy. When you buy it from when he sells himself, then you're Kani Gufa. Chsiv Agam Bnei Atoshev Megorim Mechem Mehem Tiknu. We darshan it out from a pasuk, and then Rav Acha says, "Ema b'kaspo b'tvila." Even though you're konim kinyan aguf, maybe that's only b'kesef and tvila. That you're matbil him l'shem avdus. But if you weren't matbil him, then you're not konim b'kinyan aguf. So if that's true, then the shibud goes away when he's toivel himself first. So Rav Avia wanted to say that if he buys it from a guy, then he only is kind of what the guy has in this Eved Kinyan Amaisi Adayim. But if the guy sells himself, then he gets a Kinyan Aguf. As it says in the Pasuk, B'gam b'nei atoshim agorim mechem mehem tiknu atem konamim, you buy from them avadim, and they don't buy from you, and they don't buy from each other. So that it says they don't buy from you, what is it talking about? If you're going to say it's talking about Maisi Adayim, that a guy can't buy from a Jew. What, he can't do that? It's the pasuk, Ola Iker Mishpachas Ger, that he is Kone. Mishpachas Ger is Ovid Kochavim. So it says, V'chisasi, V'moch Echicha, V'nimkar L'ger Toi Shavimach, Ola Iker Mishpachas Ger. So a guy can even be Kone a Jew for his Maisi Adayim. So what does it mean? V'lo Heim Kone Mikem, they don't buy from you. It means they can't buy a Jew for his goof, but for Maisi Adayim Ken. But you are Kone Mehem, you're Kone Gufo Shel Agoy. And that's when he sells himself. And then Rav Acha asks, maybe even though he's kind of this guy, Kinyan Aguf, when he sells himself, maybe that's only he pays money, and also the guy is Tovel Hashem Avdus. But if you weren't Matbil, you're not Kone Kinyan Aguf. And if so, if the Eved was Tovel Hashem Ben Chayrim, the Shibud goes away. In other words, Rav Acha is saying to Rav Avia that it's granted that the Pasuk implies a Jew can acquire the Guf HaEved, because it says Mehem Tiknu, that Atem Kone Mehem Afilu Gufe, yes, you can acquire, right? It's because it says in the pasuk, "Oh, leikar mishpachas ger," that it says, "Vegam b'nei atoshim agorim mechem mehem tiknu." You may acquire, that you acquire from them, and they don't acquire from you, and they don't acquire from each other. So we proved that when it says that they can acquire from you, it means the ma'isi adayim, but you can acquire. It means gufo, ma'isi adayim. They can. When it says they can't acquire from you, it means the goof. But you can acquire them the goofa. You can acquire the goofa evet. That's true. But let's say the evet jumps into the mikveh first. You just paid him money, and he doesn't own the person. So now the idolater can sneak into the mikveh. And then be tovel l'shem what? He could be tovel l'shem yahadus. So it's true that you can be kona kinyan aguf, but if the guy is tovel l'shem avdus beforehand, l'shem yahadus beforehand to become Jewish, so then he acquires himself, and that's it. He becomes a Jew. Ad kan misugis hagemore ubisvaris Rav Avia. We have to understand this Rav Avia we just quoted, who says Loishanu ela belokech me'oved kochav me'oved kochav m'gufe kani, that if the Oved Kochav sells himself, you can acquire him. We have to understand, because we saw in a previous shir the kashi of the Imre Moshe of Moshe Sokolovsky at Hanber Reb Chaim and Simon Chof Beis Os Ches and Os Tes, that if you're kona goy from a goy, why are you kona kinyan aguf after Tvila? Is Tvila a Kinyan? How could it be that when you acquire a guy from a guy that you're kone kinyan aguf after the tefillah, after your tovelim l'shem avdus, he's yours. In other words, if he's tovel l'shem yahadus, then you missed him. It's too late. But if he's tovel, you acquire him, and then you're tovel l'shem avdus, then he's your eved. What do you mean? Tefillah makes a kinyan? How does the tefillah make it a kinyan aguf? So we explained in the previous shiur that even by when the gamla akum, shekoina akum, ishlo kinyan sam, even when a goy acquires another goy, he has a kinyan. And that kinyan should be a kinyan aguf. But he doesn't have a kinyan aguf because it's exeris hakasuv, shalohem konim zemizeh, that they can't acquire from each other a kinyan aguf. And therefore, when the Yisrael buys him, he also buys him stam. So a stam kinyan of a goy is limited because of the gzeres hakasuv. But the Jew doesn't have the limits of the gzeres hakasuv. And memela, he's konahem when he acquires him from the goy without the limits of the gzeres hakasuv. And therefore, before tvila, he can't make a kinyan aguf because he doesn't have kedushas eved yet. But after the tvila, now he has kedushas eved. Memela, he has kinyan aguf. Mikoch HaKinyan Stam, originally made a Kinyan Stam, but because he didn't go to mikveh yet, he doesn't have Kedushas HaGuf, this Eved, the Kedushas HaGuf of an Eved has Kedushas HaGuf, and now after he goes to mikveh, so he removes the Ikuf, he removes what's preventing this Kinyan from being Chal, and then now the Jew, because Mikoch is Kinyan Stam, has a complete Kinyan HaGuf in the Eved. That's all Nicha, Lefi, Rav Acha. Because Rav Acha said that it's not shayich to have a kinyan aguf even when the goy sells himself before tevila. Before tevila, you can't have a kinyan aguf. According to Rav Acha, once he goes, he acquires this guy with money, and then he's matbil him l'shem avdus, so he becomes his eved. But according to Rav Avya, who holds that when the guy sells himself to the Jew, you can have a kinyan aguf even before tevila. That's what Rav Acha was arguing. Rav Acha said, no, mapitom, maybe the kinyan aguf is only b'kasvil with tevila. How do you understand that with money alone? Maybe you need both kesef and tevila. Because Rabbi said that if you're koine, elbi kochavim gufe kani, he sells himself into slavery and the Jew acquires ownership of the person just with money alone. And Rabbi Acha argued, what do you mean? You also need tevila. So what does the tevila do? Tevila doesn't make a kinyan. The answer is tevila removes the ikuv that the Jew has a kinyan stam, but he doesn't yet have Kedush Saguf, so now that he's Tovel, he has Kedush Saguf, and Memele, the Jew, Mikochas Kinyan Stam, is kind of the entire Eved. So that's all according to Rav Acha. But according to Rav Avia, that he doesn't need Tevila, that when the guy sells himself, you can have Kinyan Aguf even before the Tevila. Because Rav Avia said, this is only a case where the Jew purchased the slave from a guy. And if he purchases him from a guy, then what's the din? The din is that if he jumps into mikveh first, then he's calling himself l'shem yahadus. Like Rav said earlier in the Gemara, Amar Rav Chambar Agoy Amar Rav Elokecha Amar Chav Mekav Metov L'Shem Ben Chayrin. He's Kanatzim Ben Chayrin. Now, even though there was a Kinyan Kesef here, but if he jumps in the mikveh first, L'Shem Yehadus, he becomes Jewish. So that's all, because in order for the Jew to acquire him, he has to go to the mikveh when the Jew acquires him from another guy. But when he's Kaina, the Oyved Kochavim Gufei. When he's kona the Oved Kochavim, from the Oved Kochavim, then no mikveh is necessary. Money alone is enough. Aval Rav Avia the Sfir Leid b'makne akum atzmo liYisrael shach kenyan aguf lam b'fnei tevila. According to Rav Avia, when the guy sells himself to a Jew, you can have a kinyan aguf even before the tefila. So he holds that the chisaron tefila is not an ikav on the kinyan aguf. So if so, even when you buy a guy from a guy, the yisrael should have a kinyan aguf mitzad kinyan stam, even though it wasn't yet toivel. So bekitzer, we have a kasha here on Rav Avia. Rav Avia holds that when the guy sells himself to a Jew, the Jew has a kinyan aguf even before tefila. When the guy sells another guy as an ebed, so then the kinyan aguf only comes after the tefila. But in a case where the guy sells himself, he can have a kinyan aguf even before the tefila. That's where Rav Avia holds. Not like Rav Acha, who suggests no, that when a guy sells himself to a Jew, maybe it's with kesef and tevila. Kesef alone isn't enough; you also need tevila. Hashem Abdus. But according to Rav Avia, it's not so. When the guy sells himself to a Jew, kesef alone is enough. So if that's true, so when you buy the guy from the guy, not the guy selling himself to the Jew, but when the Jew buys the guy from another guy, why doesn't he have a complete kinyan aguf immediately, even without the tevila? If when he sells himself, you don't need tevila, then why when the other guy sells him, you don't need tevila? So that's our question, and that's what we'd like to deal with in the next shiur. Okay? So to summarize, we have the opinion of Rav Acha that in order to be kona kinyan agufi ni tefila, and the way tefila works is that it removes, as we explained in the previous shiur, that it removes the ikuv, that he doesn't have kedushas haguf. So in theory, he made a kinyan stam, but until he gets his kedushas haguf, the kinyan isn't going to be, he can't be kona the entire guf. So when the Jew acquires him from the guy, so then he's only acquiring what the guy was able to give him, which is a kinyan stam. But it's not shaykh to have a kinyan aguf because he doesn't have kedushas ever. Then he's konig, then he's toivel, and then memela, his kinyan stam spreads to his entire guf, that he really has not just kinyan ma'asiyadayim, he has a kinyan aguf, because that ma'akev was removed. So that's all great according to Rav Acha. But according to Rav Avia, that he agrees that when you buy a goy from another goy, he needs tefila. Why is that so? If he buys the goy himself, money is enough. So why then, when he buys the goy from another goy, is the money alone itself not enough? That's our kashin. And mirtz Hashem, in the next shiur, we will explore this, and we will see niflos gedolos Mitoris Hashem. Please stay tuned. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom, Beli Neder. We shall continue.